As temperatures dipped in the St. John area over the last week, a local charity put out an urgent call for winter clothing donations to assist the city's homeless population. With much of the winter ahead and low temperatures still possible, Outflow Ministry is still in need of donations. Ben Appleby, Director of Shelter and Housing at Outflow, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the types of donations that are needed.
Typically have a great need for winter clothing, anything cold weather related, so like, you know, anything warmer pants like sweatpants, and those are quite in high demand, and coats, gloves, boots, hats, men and women, doesn't matter, we'll take any of those things we have a great need of. So anything that keeps somebody warm when they're outside in the winter, we just ask that they're, you know, new or gently used, fine to be gently used. Certainly we also have a big need for men's underwear, but we definitely would prefer new in those areas. So but like socks and underwear, we would prefer new. Other things can be just gently used. Of course, we have a high demand this time of year. We typically will run out. There's other agencies in the community that work with homeless individuals or people who are sleeping rough, and so they also have great needs, so we make that available to them as well.
Appleby also spoke about other work the charity is involved in, including a new housing project in partnership with Horizon Health. The project, which should open in the spring, will provide temporary housing and health support to recovering patients.
Outflow has been around for about 16 years. Started out as just an acts of kindness charity, handing out meals and doing community meals in the evenings in St. John, but we've grown over the years. We actually were approached by Horizon Health last year, and they had been working on a project to try to target the disproportionate occupancy of ER beds by those who don't have any place to go. And of course, that puts a big straps the resources of the health system. It costs a lot of money for somebody to be in an ER bed for long term. So they're the same individuals that we would see accessing the shelters, and that we've also had a really difficult time when they've been discharged from the hospital to the shelter. We don't have the training or the expertise to look after complex physical health needs. And so that was just an easy win for us to partner with them to create a kind of a convalescent care bed model, where individuals will be discharged when they're stable enough from the hospital, but still need physical health care to be discharged to those units. And then they'll just, they're bachelor suite units, subsidized units like anything else, but they'll have a health team that will support them. And then after about 6 months, the goal will be, if they're healthy enough, that they'll transition from those units into a permanent subsidized or affordable housing unit. And so we're working with Housing New Brunswick on that. And the goal is to be able to support 12 people a year through those six units. It's an exciting project. It's almost, you know, like a pilot project or a demonstration project for now, and then hopefully we can scale that up as soon as we possibly can, and then be able to build more units and add to those. So our goal is to have occupancy in spring 2025. We've been a little bit delayed on some stuff, as all projects are, but we are making progress. We get the foundation in there now. We hope the buildings will go up over the winter, and then we'll hopefully get people in there in the spring.
Obviously, winters are always cold, but in terms of people actually needing clothing and kind of like without homes and not actually with shelter during the winter, I mean, have you seen a change over recent years?
We've seen the demand grow a lot over the last few years, and that would correspond to the increase, a rise in homelessness as well. And we can see that through the numbers. And, you know, we've had, I was looking at it the other day, about a 52% increase in chronic homelessness by the best data that we would have since May 2023. And so that's increased quite a bit. We did see for a little while a little bit of a decrease when we increased our efforts and to work more collaboratively as a community. But in the last two-ish years, we've seen quite a marked increase in homelessness, and that's corresponded to a big increase in demand for stuff that would help someone survive the streets, really.
With political changes in the province and coming up relatively soon nationally, what are your thoughts about kind of like in terms of changing political kind of policies and how it can affect issues of homelessness and housing, particularly in kind of cost of living?
Governments change over time, and there's always different priorities from different governments. And you know, the one thing that's the common denominator, I guess, this time around in this potential change in government is the housing crisis, which is encouraging in a way, because you know that that's at least established as a priority. There's not enough housing, there's not enough affordable housing, and we've seen that in this community. The whole focus in this community right now is on that emergency response, because that's the need right now. But that's fine, but we also need to then work on that future of, we need more affordable housing in the portfolio, because we have so little at this point. And we actually have had a far less available units than we have in past years to put people in, subsidized affordable housing units. And so if there is a focus in the next government on housing, or at least enabling municipalities to build more housing, incentivizing affordable housing, those things, yeah, the focus of the money might shift from that frontline response to more putting into affordable housing, but you're still tackling a huge need there. So, you know, one of those things, wait to see what happens. But there are ways, I guess, to be encouraged in this line of work that at least we'll be able to still support vulnerable populations. We're seeing a real demand for space. And so we're trying to avoid having to turn people away, but our shelter's full almost every night. The women's shelter's full almost every night. And then we have this out of the cold shelter that opens every winter. We've increased capacity there from 40 beds to 60 beds this year, and now they're pretty well at capacity. So we've had a tougher winter for weather than we have in the past few years. But there's a ton of work being done in the community, and it's really difficult work. So any support we can have from individuals, or certainly anybody who would like to volunteer in ways to help. We have also a big fundraiser coming up at the end of February, coldest night of the year, that we do every year, just to bring awareness for those sleeping outside. So if there's interest in that, certainly there's ways to give and donate there as well. And then any other way that people can be generous and donate, we certainly would welcome it. So we take stuff here at 100 Waterloo Street. And so we're open Monday to Friday throughout the, you know, we're open 24 hours as a drop-in center, but our staff that would accept donations is typically here during the day or during the business hours. So anybody who wants to stop by there, info@outflowsj.com is an email, that general email that you can email if you have any donations. Also, nb.211.ca, the 211 website, is a way to search out nonprofits in St. John. If there's any particular agency or charity that you'd like to donate to, we'd certainly welcome people to look at that as well.
More information about Outflow Ministry can be found at outflowsj.com. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.